Yeah, and Junie, it looks like we have Mike Wilson. Mike Wilson from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Mike, thank you for joining us. Sorry about the little phone issues there for a second.
No problem.
Well, Mike, we were just discussing, you know, the loss in Gainesville last night. The Gators take the win 67-54. Tennessee Volunteers coming off a huge win against Texas over the weekend. What do you think was the problem with this Vols team last night? You know, you saw them kind of start off slow. They had a bunch of turnovers. What is the fan base feeling like today? Have you been able to gauge anything from social media? And do you think this is going to be a problem for this Vols team as we head, you know, closer to March, closer to tournament time?
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee basically let Florida do to it what it typically does to other teams, which is go on big runs, that kill shot phrase that gets thrown around, kind of those 10-0 runs, which Tennessee has consistently hit teams with those and not given them up. They gave up two of those last night with a 15-0 run really early and then a 13-0 run after they took the lead in the second half, and they just didn't have enough to come back from the second one. Florida really dominated the final 10 minutes. And, yeah, I mean, Tennessee is built to, you know, if they give up 55 points a game, they're going to win most of these games because that's what their defense does. Their defense didn't do that last night, and their offense wasn't able to make up for it. And that's an unfortunate Achilles heel of this team because that's very much what we saw with the Kentucky loss as well. You can go back to Michigan last year in the NCAA tournament, similar story there as well. When three-pointers aren't going down for Tennessee – and they aren't scoring in other ways, they're in rough shape when those things happen.
We got Mike Wilson on with us from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Mike, when you see guys like Zakai Ziegler, 6 for 19, Vescovi, 2 for 12, Josiah James, 2 for 11, do you think that this Tennessee team has another guy who can take over a game when those three guys aren't hot or shooting well from the three?
Yeah, I mean, I think what was tough is they took good shots. I think there's a Twitter account called Shot Quality that kind of tracks which team should have won the game. They said Tennessee should have won last night based on the shots that were taken and just typically what their averages come out to, what Florida's averages come out to, and so on. But to the point of scoring, Julian Phillips needs to do more. Rick Barnes said after the game they need somebody else, and that's Julian Phillips. He had 6 points last night. He took 4 shots in 30 minutes. And in a game like that where the other team is playing aggressive defense, Tennessee doesn't have a lot of break you down off the dribble guys. Zakai Ziegler is that. Julian Phillips is their next best bet. He's Tennessee's best bet to get to the free throw line. He's a guy that can create his own shot. That's not really Santiago Vescovi or Josiah Jordan James' strength. They're more spot-up guys, get open in the offense, and take good shots, guys. I think Julian Phillips is that answer. They do need more from Tyreek Key as well. He has 1 point in the last two games total. Something I kind of looked at last night was they've only had 4 players score in double figures the last 4 games, and it's the 4 you expect. Olivia Kamwa, Josiah, Santi, and Zakai. Julian Phillips needs to be in that mix. Tyreek Key needs to give more, especially in a game where you saw what Florida did in terms of running Tennessee's guards off the perimeter. They need those other guys to give them more offense than they did last night.
We got Mike Wilson on with us from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Mike, you see some of this inconsistency as far as, you know, shooting from this Tennessee team. How concerning is that, you know, with the teams that you've seen this Tennessee team beat this year? They've beaten Kansas, you know, they've gone head-to-head with Arizona. They've been able to beat, you know, some of the best teams in the country. They are one of the best teams in the country, 18-4, 7-2 in the conference. But on nights when they have, you know, a Zakai not shooting well or a Vescovi not shooting well, they don't have that one guy they can go to take over a game. How concerning do you think that is for you? Should that be for the team and the fan base as they head into the postseason? And then, of course, the chatter just surrounding Rick Barnes and his record in March.
Yeah, I mean, it is a flaw of this Tennessee team. They're not as consistent offensively as people want them to be. They have been the same way in seasons past, but they've also avoided those droughts that I mentioned last night with Florida. They've had fewer of those droughts this year than they did last year. You saw more of those 5-minute field goal droughts last year than you've seen this year. But I think there's a narrative around it that they're just as consistent as last year because that's something that was so annoying for fans with last year's team. But yeah, I mean, the stats show that Tennessee isn't having as many of those issues. They had a lot of them last night, though. And that is concerning because that's what happens in March. In March, you have one bad game, you're done. That's what makes that tournament probably the hardest thing to win in college sports, is you have one bad game against the wrong team, whereas one player get hot, you're done for the season. And Tennessee saw that last year with Hunter Dickinson hitting threes, Olivia Kamau being injured. The hook shot from, oh gosh, I'm blanking on his name, from Michigan, Eli Brooks.
Eli Brooks.
Late in the game. I mean, just crazy things happen in March. And Tennessee is a little bit susceptible to those things because if their offense isn't hitting and another team gets hot, Tennessee is not exactly built to beat you with offense. Even though they showed they can do it against Texas, they're not always consistently able to do that when those three-pointers aren't going down.
Mike, at what stage of the tournament does this Tennessee Volunteers, with the talent that they have, they're one of the best defensive teams in the entire country. What level of the tournament, whether it's the Sweet 16, whether it's the Elite Eight or Final Four, does this team need to get to for Tennessee Volunteer fans to feel like it was a success?
I mean, I don't know. I think this team should be in the second weekend, but after that, I mean, the NCAA tournament is all about matchups. Like, you can talk about the level of talent on a team all you want and what it should be, but at the end of the day, until you see a bracket, it's really hard to know what's going to happen for any team's fate. I mean, look at Tennessee last year. Tennessee was in the Final Four conversation last year as a three seed. Michigan as an 11 was a hard draw. That was an incredibly talented Michigan team. It was a really hard matchup for Tennessee with 2 5-stars in the wings and a 7-foot guy on the inside, where that's Tennessee's weakness, was guarding in the post, especially with, again, Olivia Kamau injured. So it's hard to look and say those things. I mean, it really truly is kind of a crapshoot to some extent when you look at March. The number of coaches who have consistent, steady success year in and year out in March is not a long list. I don't know. But this, to me, has to be a second weekend team. But you would have said the same thing about last year's team as well. And you probably would have said the same thing about the team that lost to Loyola. You expect teams to enter the season ranked number 11 and reach the top 5 in the rankings consistently to be in the second weekend just based on that alone.
It's why we love March, right, Mike? The Vols have Auburn coming up on Saturday. They just had a tough loss to West Virginia. They're now 25th in the AP poll. But, Mike, looking forward to seeing you in Nashville soon for the SEC tournament. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.